Good afternoon. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez last night said that as the issue of Ukraine again comes to the fore, the EU and the multilateral order face a defining moment and an inflection point. We need to stop underestimating ourselves. Europe is a powerful political project and the world's largest trading bloc. Together, we can form the biggest economy in the world, Sanchez told a news conference. His remarks followed an emergency meeting in Paris, where leaders from several EU nations and institutions, the UK and NATO, discussed the future of Ukraine and European security amid uncertainty over the transatlantic alliance. For the first time since the war broke out, the US is beginning direct negotiations with Russia about the future of Ukraine. Sanchez welcomed the development, saying the US is laying the groundwork for talks that could lead to peace. But we iterate, this cannot be a false ending, he said. This isn't the first time Russia has annexed territory. This must be a lasting and just peace. At the same time, he called on the bloc to be consistent in upholding international law and human rights. Meanwhile, the European Union must explore issuing common debt to finance increasing defence spending, so the finance minister, Carlos Cuerpo, said. His comments inflame the EU's debate on how to dramatically scale up its defence budgets. Speaking on the sidelines of a gathering of Eurozone finance ministers yesterday, Cuerpo said a proposal from the EU's executive to bend the fiscal rules to allow more spending leeway is not enough to meet Europe's defence challenges. He argued instead that issuing common debt to finance public goods such as defence and electricity interconnectors is a no-brainer. A British pensioner reportedly starved to death in her home after her son, who was caring for her, died from natural causes at the property. Police found the 90-year-old lifeless at her home in Alaren El Grande, along with her 63-year-old son, during a welfare check. They had to force their way into the property after knocking on the door several times. Guardia Civil officers tasked with investigating what happened have concluded both died from natural causes. They say there is no suggestion of foul play. And the Soccer Federation said referees are sickened by the abuse Jose Montero received since he showed Real Madrid's Jude Bellingham a red card, and the situation reflects the hatred and verbal violence match officials have to endure. Montero believed the 21-year-old England midfielder had directed foul language at him during Saturday's 1-1 draw at Osasuna and showed him a straight red card. However, Bellingham and his coach, Carlo Ancelotti, said the official was mistaken. Bellingham could face a lengthy ban under guidelines for the use of offensive terms or attitudes towards match officials, but the player said the referee had misunderstood him. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.